Well, happy Friday, everybody. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. We've got a great weekend ahead of us. We've got the cricket on as we speak. The Strikers take on the Scorchers. Let's get underway. We've got lots to get through. Good afternoon to you, Greg Blewett.
G'day, Juz.
You've had a shave?
I haven't had a shave.
You look very
dapper. Just had a little trim.
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 Oh, on his chin.
And good afternoon.
The rest of my face.
Good afternoon to you, Bernie Vince. You've played golf today. You're still in your outfit.
I am. Had a shower. Changed golf tops.
Right.
Didn't have another top in my car.
Where'd you play, please?
Glenelg Foundation Day today.
Lovely.
Down there. So they raise a lot of money for junior golf.
Brilliant.
Down there. It's hard to raise money these days, too.
It is.
They do a great job. 150 people, I think,
nice.
Down there today.
Well
so
done,
barbecue,
mate.
Adelaide. Barnsley, yes, and that cooked a big
lovely
breakfast.
Looks like
big
a
lunch.
Very old-fashioned golfer, doesn't he? Like
Bag
of Vance.
Never heard of him, but anyway.
Hello to Emma G.
Anyone
well
out there
thanks,
that knows
Jazz,
him?
Thanks, Jazz. Hi.
You've had a big day today, G.
I have had
a
big day.
Few gin and tonics?
No, just playing Good Times and Greatest Hits.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Greatest Tins.
They're serving gin and tonic outside there.
Yeah, for this is
the
new
sales team.
Yeah, what's
this
going on here?
Which is fantastic, isn't it?
Well, we're just trying to bring people back into the office on a Friday.
Fantastic.
You know, lots of people stay working from
well
home,
done.
So we just want the vibe high
well
on
done.
Friday.
Get us back.
Well done.
got me at G.
Strikers v. the Scorchers. It's just started.
Not
Greg,
good.
What the hell is going on?
Well, the Strikers won. This is a must-win game against the very good team in the Perth Scorchers. Strikers won the toss,
right?
Elected to bat,
yep.
And one for one.
And who's
Short
out?
Short is out.
For a
clean
duck.
Bowl.
Matty Short.
For a duck.
Yes.
He's been our number one go-to
well,
batsman
okay.
at the top
some
order.
Time for someone else to
well,
do it.
Travis
okay,
Head
well, don't
nice
have a crack at me, I'm just saying.
Don't say that the game's over.
Well,
don't get
we'll probably be all out for 40.
Beautiful
yeah.
deck too.
Yeah,
down
well,
here
it always is.
It looks unbelievable.
Yes.
A lot of people coming from country regions
yes,
to
are,
watch
Boone.
This today.
Good
a lot of my mates come through. But, geez, just saw the replay. Didn't do much either. Just missed it.
Swung in.
I didn't swing
in. It did swing in. Left arm.
Stick up for him.
Are you surprised that Harry Nilsson's playing as a batsman, not as a wicketkeeper batsman today?
Well,
are you surprised?
Well, Alex Carey's going to take the gloves.
I understand.
So they obviously think he's going to do a better job down the order than
the
a Henry Hunt or a Ryan Gibson. So they've
okay.
gone with
okay.
Harry
okay.
Nilsson.
Okay.
Do you agree with that, Greg?
Probably at this stage, yeah, because
yep.
Henry Hunt and Gibbo haven't done a hell of a lot. And Nilsson got, I think, 20-odd or 30-odd when he got his chance at
right.
the MCG a couple of games ago.
Let's get underway. We've got lots to get through. This show will go until 4 a.m. Right. That's how we roll here, the rush hour.
No, we're not the Australian Open, no
oh,
way.
What did you say then?
No, we've got rules here.
What
get those
that?
Gins out then.
What about that?
Hang on, bring them back. Bring some more tonic.
I'll have some mint in mine.
And a pillow.
Last night we were up till 4 a.m. for this.
Murray is still the master.
Well, I certainly wasn't up, G. 4 a.m., so a great game of tennis. Thanasi Kokkinakis went down to Andy Murray, and that was in five sets. So it started at 10 p.m.
Correct.
Which is too late to start them, for starters.
Well, this is what we need to discuss,
yes.
right? So obviously they've got to fit in a certain amount of games within the 2 weeks that takes for them to get through the Australian Open. But I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Us.
A game of tennis can go until 4 a.m. in the morning.
Professional tennis players having to play at 4:30 a.m. local
yeah.
time.
So
ridiculous.
Bern, so that's fine, right? So 4 o'clock, 4:30, whatever it is. He wouldn't have got to sleep until probably 6 a.m., 7 a.m.
No,
not even that.
More. Well, you're so wound
you're
up
right.
after a game,
yeah.
like night game cricket, obviously, and night games of
footy.
You'd be... I'd be 4 a.m. from a 10:30 finish. So that's 6 hours later. So he might not have got to sleep till lunchtime.
So he's
today.
Probably come from the UK to
yep.
play this tournament.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably just got over his jet lag.
Yeah,
now he's got to put up with this.
His body clock would be all over the show.
But
I'll tell
forget,
you what.
But don't forget, there was a storm in Melbourne where they lost over a lot of tennis because of the storm that
yep.
Ripped
Kokkinakis's
through.
Kokkinakis' game
yeah.
got
so they were backed
postponed.
Up. They were backed up with games to play.
He finished against Fognini the day before.
Yes, he
so
did.
He was 2 days in a row,
correctly.
He just had to finish him off. But
correct.
I don't know how you fix that. There's a heap of courts there. Surely we can spread it. Don't have to be
okay.
centre court the whole time. Tickets is a question.
Can I throw this at you and
throw
the family?
It. Well, you
give us a text message.
Underarm it.
The majors are five setter. Do they go and play three set?
No.
I'm just throwing it out there. You want to reduce the
dynamic of any grass land.
I'll pick it up and throw it back at you.
I'm just putting it out.
We're putting it back at you.
I'm just trying to give you something to think about.
Where you got that from?
But that is ridiculous. 4 a.m. finish is just not. That's not
Greg,
sport.
They had games banked up. They have to get through the schedule.
I don't
care. Because it's only 14 days.
So they have to play on centre court. That's the question. Do those two have to play? What's Kokkinakis ranked at the moment? They're not highly ranked.
Kokkinakis has got a reasonable profile in Australia. Yeah. The ratings have been terrible, right, on Channel 9. So Channel 9 would have to demand that that game is on centre court.
Because
that's for TV, it doesn't really matter.
Of course
it's more
it does.
The people
yes,
going.
It does,
boom. Of course right. they can film it somewhere else.
Channel 9 are paying $500 million a year.
And
to have
there's
the Australian
no,
Open.
There's no so, Byrne. There's no Ash Barty. There is no Nick Kyrgios.
No.
So the executives at Channel 9 in their boardroom are just handing.
They've had a shocker.
Two are down under.
He's seated 7-8th, by the way, Kokkinakis.
You're telling me that the two are down under ratings
In Adelaide
is
just about triple what the tennis is on Channel 9.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
No.
For the daytime.
Is that how bad the tennis is?
Correct.
Been?
Because the favourites
are good.
Rafa Nadal's gone. They're all the big names are gone.
So let's name the stars left in it. There's Djokovic.
Yep.
Do we know any other men's player in? I normally follow the tennis so. Yeah. Say his name.
Medvedev.
Medvedev is still in.
Good call.
You know why? Because I just saw Travis Head get out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why.
Tsitsipas, my favourite. He's still in.
Yes,
Tsitsipas, the Greek god.
Jars started with MEV. That's why he stopped. He's like,
Mev.
Ginhead.
But we've got away from the point.
Yes, sorry.
4 a.m. finish. Would you agree that that's farcical?
Absolutely.
What's the solution, Blue?
That's not our job. That's the organisers have got
to
come up with a better. Yeah, and we are. But they've got to come up with a better solution.
Correct. What is it?
So, I don't know. There's got to be a curfew of like 1 a.m. or something like that.
Test match comes back the next day. They play, obviously, you know that's going
right.
5 days.
Other tournaments do it. Wimbledon do it. There's always rain at Wimbledon.
Midnight?
They find a way
midnight's,
of getting
through. Midnight's the cutoff.
And
then you come. And if we know it's midnight, there's no arguments. And you play till midnight. If you're not going well, hold on till midnight. You know you're coming back the next day. A bit like Test cricket. Send in the night watchman.
And the Australian Open has got more time to play their matches over 2 weeks than what Wimbledon does.
Exactly.
Because it's just during the day.
No, I agree. Yeah. Needs to be changed. You can't do that. No one's staying up to watch that. No one's going.
The health of the player as well.
Yeah. And how's Murray going to go? He's got to play tomorrow now. And he probably went to sleep at lunchtime.
Titanium
like
hip.
He's just waking up now.
He's got one of those in his body.
He's got a titanium brain.
He can't get through the security. At the airports, because he beeps.
He beeps?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go around the side.
Hey, the
Strikers.
Strikers, just quickly, please. The Adelaide Oval, as we speak, we're playing the Perth Scorchers. What's the score, Greg?
Big opportunity for Tom Kelly batting at three.
Yeah, it's 3 for 20, guys.
I said we'd make 80.
Greg,
I'm on track.
Not a great start.
So
3 for what?
3 for 20.
3 for 20.
21.
And we've got Alex Carey there on naught, not out.
Yeah.
And Adam Hose
right.
on naught, not
Trav
out.
Trav Head's gone. So,
yes, Head's out for 9. Matt Short, duck. Tom Kelly, 9.
And it's only 4.2 overs.
Correct.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, the game's gone.
Now, Greg,
yes.
I've done some research regarding your situation because.
What's my situation?
During
you've got
the week,
a
you
them.
Spoke about you're looking at maybe getting some waxing done
no, I
to
didn't.
Prepare yourself
no, you did.
For the up and coming cricket TV coverage because you spoke about the beard, which you've put that away because.
I was talking about growing hair.
Yeah, but then you also spoke about. Getting some waxing done in terms of your body. Now, I've got some...
Forearms.
This is
that was sent
BS.
To me.
Forearms? You get them?
Alessia.
No, I'll never touch
Alessia,
the arms.
Alessia that works here, one of our little loves
it's
here.
It's the first time you've ever got her name right, by the way.
So
she's given me some prices.
You haven't even done your own research.
She's No, because she's been assisting me in terms of...
a lot of S's in that one.
To help you out.
A lot of bottom...
with my tongue.
Just
assisting. Done a full Perth head. Now...
He's out.
The eyebrows... If you're looking, there's some prices for you.
What, wax the eyebrows off? Yeah, I thought you only did that to mates when they're asleep.
I heard him speak. that's
happened before. And me. One of them.
Oh, my God.
Now, Greg, you have a history of having one eyebrow for TV. Now, if you need your eyebrows done, it's $20.
Why is that just the gap?
That's just to get
the mono.
They do, yeah, the in between, and then they also do a little bit underneath the brow to get the little strays.
I've got that many scars
for your chest. So not interested in that. All right, these are good prices. $50 if you want to get your chest done.
Yeah, you need it.
You've
already had it. You've had it.
You've had your chest
You've
done.
You've done some work
you
there.
Honestly,
I know that grin. He has had that done.
You would be ashamed.
Look at
you.
I haven't. Who does that, Catherine or someone else?
You got a machine at
someone
home,
else.
You? do you get someone to wax your chest?
No, I just shorten it up
$50.
A bit.
It's okay. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. He's just looking after himself.
Burns got stuck all the
hairs
on my chest.
Burns just lifted his t-shirt. You don't even have one hair, Burns.
Oh, look at those long ones coming out of his nipples.
Yeah, look,
what's that? Look like
that.
What is that?
Well, look at your skinny, crappy body.
Easy.
Sorry.
Now, your back's $50 if you want to get that done.
Well, there's nothing on my back.
Now, the thing that Burn and I have been concerned about is full arm hair. Now, you're very, very hairy.
Yep.
You're very.
You look
like Sav
Rocker.
You $35 per arm.
It's only really the forearms.
Now,
look at him flexing, trying to flex.
I did hear you speak to Catherine, your lovely wife, on the phone. Is that you're thinking about getting a Brazilian done?
Are we live? Are we live? Is this proper radio?
$40 cash if you want a Brazilian done.
Cash? No GST.
What's that?
No GST.
No. So, Craig, there is some options there for you to have a bit of a look.
One's if you want the works. Is there like a, you know, a multi?
G, what's
or
the whole lot? G? You've done
like a burger with a lot.
Whole lot is Brazilian, which is front and back, everything.
Yeah, that's the crack. Now, that's what you need. Talking to Maz. Talking to Maz.
She hasn't looked at that, has she?
Talking to Maz.
What's she going there
yes,
for? I'm hairless. I'm
she
a Viking.
She says when you get out of the shower and then when you bend over to do the legs,
what do you see?
In front of her is just this wad of something growing in your crack.
What, the Sav Rocker?
Stay cool with an Automasters aircon service. Call 1300 Automasters. 60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
All right, let's go to Murray Bridge and say hello to Isaac. Good afternoon, Isaac.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for calling through. The AFL footy side, who is it for this year?
Frio.
Oh, Frio. We never hear Frio supporters. Andy Brayshaw fan?
Yes.
Who? Tony Modra fan.
Spoke to the big boy the other day. He's up and about.
Yeah, he's a good man, Mods.
Yeah, great player in the old Tone. Well, what do you do for a job, mate?
Stonework. Restore old stonework.
I need someone like that too.
Do you really, Burn?
I'm writing all these people down. I'll just put your number down. So did you play footy up there, Murray Bridge?
Oh, not anymore. I played down at Meningie when I was younger.
Ah, nice. The Bears.
Yeah. No, they've merged.
Oh, who are they?
The Coorong Cats, aren't they?
Coorong Cats now, yes.
Nice. Brodie Martin territory.
Yeah, good man, bro. Good man. All right, mate. Okay. 10 questions, 6. Sorry, Greg.
We've got a quiz that we need to do.
You're getting bored with us, Gregory.
No, his cricket's going no good.
Yeah, that's going really well. 5 for 39.
Isaac wants to win $1,000.
Sorry, Isaac.
We like to get to know people on here, Greg.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass. We'll take your first answer. All the best, mate, all right?
Thank you.
Here we go. Let's play, team.
What time did Andy Murray's game against the Nasi Kokkinakis finish last night?
20-4.
What sport do the South Australian Scorpions play?
Hockey.
Stage 3 of the Tour Down Under commenced from what suburb today?
Norwood.
True or false, Australian Open is played on grass courts?
False.
Which international cricketer has made the most test runs?
Steve Smith.
What number did Tom Jonas wear before he became sole captain, number one?
Number 9.
What country is former UFC champion Conor McGregor from?
Ireland.
In what year was Michael Clarke appointed Australian Test captain?
2011.
What club has signed former Carlton midfielder Liam Stocker today?
Pass.
How many Test 99s did Greg Blewett make?
Passed
out.
What club has signed former Carlton midfielder Liam Stocker today?
Port.
Okay, Isaac, that was tough for Friday.
Tough one.
Very
too.
Tough, yeah.
We should have kept talking about Murray Bridge.
All right, we'll check the scoreboard, please, G.
Jeez, you guys.
He's laughing, Green.
He's a stonemason.
One, two, three, four, five. Correct.
Great effort, Isaac. We are going to send you along to the Fringe to see Amos Gill at his Fringe show.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Have a great weekend, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. See you, Isaac.
All right, Burn. Number two, please.
Number two. The Scorpions are cricket.
Yes.
Women's cricket, isn't it, Greg?
Yep.
Number five, Gregory.
International cricket. Most test runs, Sachin.
Say the whole name.
Tendulkar.
Yeah, okay. Mm. It's Sachin.
No, it's just Sachin.
Okay.
Sachin Tendulkar,
Virat Kohli. Old Trumpy dog. Number six, Burn.
42, Tommy Jonas used to wear. I knew that because tried to elbow me one day.
And we're chatting with Tommy just after 5:30, G?
Yeah, about that.
Thanks, Sachin Tendulkar. Number nine, Greg.
Liam Stocker signed with St Kilda today.
Yes, good luck. And number 10, please, Bert.
How many Test 99s did Greg book, mate? I thought it was a lot more than this. It was only two, but he must have made a lot of 98s.
Yeah, the pressure.
And a lot of 90s.
Got to him,
Bert.
Lot of 90s.
It's a bit like on this show when the pressure comes on, the lights go out.
Some breaking sports news has just come through.
Yeah, quite unbelievable, really. Australia's Olympic hero Peter Boll, has rocked the athletics world by testing positive to EPO.
Oh.
So this is unbelievable, really. So he was, of course, we all followed him at
the poster boy for the
800 metres, national record holder, and he tested positive. He's protesting his innocence. And he tested positive in an out-of-competition test while he was staying with family in WA just before Christmas. Yep. So we're going to hear a lot more about this. He's still awaiting his sample B, but quite unbelievable because Australian athletics generally has been quite clean over the years.
Loved him. He's provided his mobile phone and laptop to investigators, so they'll search through that, and his manager's phone and laptop too, I believe. So he was favourite to be awarded the Young Australian of the Year next Thursday.
Mm.
Next Thursday.
Oh,
but this drug scandal is likely to impact that selection. So he may not win that now. Well, you wouldn't think. If he's got that hanging over his head, sample B, unless he comes back negative in that short time.
Sorry if this is a stupid question, but what's EPO, like a performance drug?
Yes, it helps.
So like a steroid,
your red blood cells.
Quick recovery, recover quicker.
Gets your blood cells going.
I don't know what it stands for, though.
But that'll be a significant ban if he's found guilty. That's like a...
He's done.
That's a four or five year, isn't it?
Yeah, 4 years, I think it is. Yeah.
Up next, we need to talk about man-catting in cricket. Gregory, we need to have a bit of a chat about where that's at because it's, we're seeing more and more in world cricket.
We are.
I'm thinking about doing it at Stansbury. Next week.
Man-catting.
Yeah. Don't like cricket.
I love it. The great man KG will be very disappointed with the current score by the Strikers, Gregory.
Yeah, after 11.2 overs after winning the toss at the magnificent Adelaide Oval, they're 6 for 57.
Oh.
Anyway, so you can kiss that one goodbye, I'd say.
Oh, well.
And their finals.
Mm. Anyway. Man-catting in cricket.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more, and we saw Adam Zampa recently attempt to do it, or obviously did do it, and copped an absolute tirade of abuse from the community, the cricket community.
Not from everyone.
No,
it's very 50-50.
He got booed, Greg. They booed him when he did it.
We saw it in under-19s as well.
It is a law. It is a law in world cricket. So where do you sit with it?
Firstly, for people that don't know what it is, it's basically when a bowler's about to bowl and then they realise that the non-striker, is backing up too far and trying to get a bit of a head start.
Yeah.
You've got to say batter these days because, anyway.
No, they're backing
up too far and then they remove the bails while the non-striker is out of their crease and it's basically a run out.
You can't be passed, which I didn't know was a rule until that Adam Zampa night. You can't be, what is it, more than halfway through your bowling action or something. It can't be passed 90 degrees or vertical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So
where do you
sit? But it's becoming more and more prevalent in cricket, and I sort of quite like that it has done because I reckon they've been taking the mickey for a long time now, the non-strike.
I like it.
And it is cheating.
Mm.
But I would like to simplify it So in the professional game, and if it's televised, I would like the third umpire to be watching the non-striker, just like they would a no ball. And if the non-striker leaves their crease before they are meant to or entitled to, then you lose two runs off your title, off your total.
Wow.
All right, so that's
two runs.
Two.
So in a T20 game, in T20 game,
take it off.
No, you just take it off. It's just like a no ball. All right, but if it's not televised, I think it should be as soon as the bowler goes into their delivery stride and their front foot, or the last time that they make contact with the crease. So you're a your right arm bowler, so it'd be your left foot. You're just about to release the ball, then the non-striker is entitled to leave their crease.
So the sound of the foot hitting the ground, you're off.
Yep, because if I'm a non-striker, I'd be watching their foot land, and as soon as I see it land, then I'm okay to go.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of talk about, well, you should be watching the ball, and if they don't release the ball, then you obviously have to stay in your crease. But it happens it happens so quickly. So especially in the professional game, like with referrals, you need to be looking down the other end and taking as much information as you can.
Yeah.
And me at the non-striker's end, I want to be sort of looking at swing and see what it's doing at the other end. So I don't want to be looking at whether they release the ball.
Yeah.
I want to be looking at to see if it's if the front foot has landed. As soon as it has, I'm looking upwards and seeing what's happening down the other end. And as coaches in the junior game, we need to be coaching not to be backing up like we used to when we were younger.
Because you are coached to do that.
Yeah, you are.
You've got to back up.
Yeah, you've got to back up. You've got to be back up. But you have to, I think now, reinforce that you've got to stay in the crease.
I like it. It's a law in the game. And if it's a law in the game, stay in your crease. I don't, when I first saw it, I was like, I don't like that. But now I've had time to think about it. Stay in your crease.
So we're seeing more and more in the Big Bash League, aren't we? In the T20 leagues around the world.
Dan Christian bowled one the other night.
He did.
And he said, next time you do that. And that was the old rule, wasn't it? Yeah. Was that just the unwritten law?
The unwritten law has always been, if you think that they're backing up too far, you say, listen, I've noticed that. I'm giving you a warning.
That's what Christian did.
Giving you a warning. Next time I think that you're doing the wrong thing,
you're gone.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I still think that can happen today.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the modern game. Mm. But it is very topical at the moment. It is split right down. A lot of the bowlers go, well, you know what? Just stay in your crease. Yeah. It's not that hard.
And that's fair.
It's
hard to be a bowler. Another wicket, Greg.
Well done.
Score?
7 for 60 off 12 and a half
flying.
Overs.
So
boys, I'm just going to nip down and get my gear, and I'm just going to go suit up for our Redbacks.
You want to be quick, they'll be all out.
I'll give that a miss. He's bowling 160 kilometres. I'll stay here with you guys.
No, I'll take that.
Welcome back to the second hour of your Rush Hour. We're all over the world. We've got the strikers playing as we speak. We've got the TV on in our studio, and it's unpleasant to watch. Greg, it is unpleasant. Greg Blewett, Bernie Vince, Emma G, I can't stand it. There is a small fight back, but what's the score, please, Greg?
Oh, it's 7 for 77,
which is better than what it was.
14.1 overs. Oh, the power surge has been taken, though, Jars, so...
Oh.
They might get
we need
to,
more than that, my friend.
To 95.
Boone, Adelaide United playing tonight. Mark Stadium, taking on MacArthur.
Cooper Stadium?
Yes, Cooper Stadium. So my dear friend Cal Veard, who had pneumonia last
year. Is he
back?
That's not
he's
good.
Back. He's healthy. Yeah.
Good.
He's got the spring in his step. So there'd be a big crowd down there tonight. Yes. They had 11,000 the other week. Down there.
11,000
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think about how many they had, and it was 11,000
odd.
That new stadium's fantastic too, just down there.
Is it?
Great. They are raving about it.
Good.
Getting ready for the World Cup women's. Yes, Ben? Greg?
Yeah, I'm Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Breaking news is that Olympian Peter Boll, who's the 800-metre runner, who was brilliant at the Olympics, has failed a drug test, EPO. He's tested positive for, so unbelievable, really.
He was the fan favourite. Everyone fell in love with him after those Olympics.
I met him at the AFL Grand Final.
Oh, of course you did.
Had a little selfie with him. He's nice.
Too, did I? Just forgot.
You did.
Couldn't remember.
You were with me.
Yeah. explains a lot.
North Melbourne have made some decisions on their captains.
They've named co-captains for the very first time in their history, Jars. So Jai Simpkin.
Yeah.
And Luke McDonald will be captain of the North Melbourne Football Club after Jack Zebo announced that he was going to stand down as skipper of the football club. So there you go.
I'm not a fan of co-captains.
I don't like co-captains, Charles.
But anyway, that's their decision. We wish them all the best.
Greg?
Did you play on the co-captains?
No. Yes, Jack Viney and Max Gorn.
And but you didn't like it?
Didn't like it, nah. Right. You need one
who,
man.
Who was better and who was worse?
Max Gorn.
Was worse or better?
Better.
Better. Mm. Right.
Mm. Have you ever played under co-captains in cricket?
No, I haven't.
Mm.
It's not done in cricket.
Have you ever been a co-captain?
No.
Of anything?
How come you've never been captain of a cricket side?
I have.
Nah,
you're
a reason
state team.
No,
I did.
Nah, that was when Siddons wasn't there or something.
No, it was when Poof wasn't there. I was the fill-in.
I knew it. Pathetic performance by the Adelaide Strikers down there at Adelaide Oval.
I know a lot of people have come all the way from York Peninsula to watch this.
I'm actually quite angry.
Great of this state. This is embarrassing. What are you 9 for 79 off 15.
Well, it's if they lose tonight, which they will, they would have lost 8 out of their last 10 games.
And some ugly losses, poor scores.
Honestly, this is embarrassing.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Don't say anything. I can see it in your face.
I said they'd make 80 before they batted and... It wasn't looking good for a while. They're on track. Anyway. One more.
Now, yesterday we caught up, the three of us, just a bit of a catch-up, just to talk about how the show's going and how we've been going with our families. Now, you've got poor eyesight with your mobile phone. So when you get text messages from your loved ones, you get burner eye to read the messages because your eyes are shot.
If I don't have my glasses with me, my reading glasses.
But you didn't have them yesterday.
They're at your desk and we were in another room out the front there.
Now, you said to Burn, can you read what Catherine is saying? Because you had dinner last night with Catherine and some friends.
He started with something else. He started with, look, I'm going to have to trust you here.
I did. I did say that. I said, Bernie, can you please write this message for me? And I said it word for word. Can you write this down? And I said, Bernie, I trust you. Don't stuff around because I know exactly what he's like.
Yes.
What am I like?
You're mischievous.
Irresponsible.
Yes. Oh, immature.
Anyone else want to have a crack?
You took his phone and...
he handed me his phone.
Yes, he did. I was with it. So,
and what do you want me to say,
Greg? And you kept saying to him... What'd you say?
Catherine was already at the hotel. We're having a pub dinner last night. And Catherine's, I believe, in the message said, do you want me to put your order in for
you?
Yeah, so it's ready when I get there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, Bern, can you just tell Catherine?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I'll order when I get there.
That was simple instruction.
She said, do you want the burger? I know what you want. You want the burger. Done. Do you want me to order for you now? Or do you want to order
read out? Can you read out what Bern?
Okay. Are we sure we want
to? Yes. Yes.
But Greg, you told me word for word, you said, look, I trust you. Trust you with this. Can you just write, no, I'll order when I get there?
Right.
So, and I said, no worries, Greg.
Oh, no.
So I got you to repeat it.
Now, Catherine's last message is burger, ?
Done.
And then that's when I had the conversation with Bern. He's replied.
What'd she write before that? Because it's...
How far away are you? Do you want me to order for you?
Yes.
Burger, kiss, kiss.
Love. Yeah. Now, this is a text message.
And then,
she even knows
trouble.
What you want.
So
this is when he's handed me the phone.
This is what Bern replies.
Am I allowed to
say? What were you thinking, Bluey?
Have you say?
Well, I know, but I said to him, please, Bern.
Right.
Anyway, he writes back, meet me on the workbench. I'm right for the picking, babe.
He's gone. That's too long.
Yeah,
I'll order when I get there. You're typing too much. What are you writing? I'm writing. I'll order when I get there. You're writing too much. I'm like, I've sent it. It's all good.
Right. So then we had no reply from Catherine.
No, she didn't reply.
Because she knew something was up.
Didn't reply at all.
So what happened when you saw Catherine at the pub?
No, she was
fine.
Say anything?
It
was like
she waiting on the workbench.
She said, "I knew it was either you or Jar or Bernie or Jar." So she was fine.
She
knows I wouldn't write that filth.
I thought she would have been just waiting on the workbench.
1-3-3-5-3
The tool shop.
1-3-3-5-3 Let's get on the phone. What text has embarrassed you? What text has embarrassed you? Embarrassed you, didn't it?
I don't talk to my wife like that, do I?
I do.
To yours?
You talk to my wife like
abs like that, you chunky.
Not to abs.
Knock your block off.
When have you been embarrassed by a text message or when have your mates got hold of your phone? Because last night we're out near the kitchen and Greg he couldn't be bothered coming back and getting his glasses. So he said, Bernie, I trust you. Catherine has texted me. I can't read it. He physically can't read his phone. He's holding it back. He's asking me how to make it bigger. I said, there's one word on the screen, Greg. You can't get it any bigger. And he said, I trust you. Can you just respond? I'll order when I get there. Will you repeat the text message from Catherine and then my response?
How far away are you, Do you want me to order for you, burger, kiss.
Sweet.
You write back, meet me on the workbench. I'm ripe for the picking, babe.
I love it.
Because you always say babe, so I'm trying to make it,
it was good.
Sound like you.
It was slick, a slick operation, old white teeth.
Yeah.
John from Brahma Lodge. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good, John.
What text has embarrassed you, mate?
Yes, I was sitting down late in the afternoon, ladies, and I was texting to a girlfriend I just started dating.
Yeah.
And you know, about what, can't wait to get home from work, what we're going to do. And then I realised I sent it to my ex-wife, who just recently split up.
Oh, dear.
No. Jeez. Was there any hints in the text, or was there a...
Well, sounds
plenty
like
of hints.
Yeah.
No. I think it was...
explicit.
I mean, explicit. Yeah, oh, yes, explicit.
So how do you get out of that? Do you make out it was just for your ex?
Funny thing is, my ex just texted me back, guys. Geez, he's going to have fun, isn't he?
Oh, that's it.
Good on
that's
her.
It, Jono. Thanks for sharing that, mate.
Well played, Johnny.
Very good. Let's go to Gary at Salisbury. G'day, Gazza. What have you been embarrassed about with your text messages?
How you going, guys? Back in the day, about 20 years ago, just finished a day of footy. Got about 30, 40 kicks, just saying.
Yeah. That's a similar day to me.
I thought I was texting one of my mates. I said, I got so many kicks, I thought I had leather poisoning. It turned out I was texting a girl I was trying to hook up with.
And did she respond?
What'd she say? What I do for leather poisoning?
I never heard from her ever again.
Come on.
Gaz.
It can happen to the best of us, sort of stuff. Hey, let's go to Sarah from Red Banks out Malalawe, I think this is. Welcome, Sarah.
Yeah. Hello, how you going?
Very good. When have you got in trouble with a text message?
So my girlfriends and I have this running gag where, you know, if we go out somewhere, one of us will pay and then we all split the money and transfer it into the bank accounts, except when we transfer it back, we always put a little love note. So, you know, sometimes it can be for that we've purchased anal cream. And, of course, one of my girlfriends has her own business. So when she goes to her accountant and all of these miscellaneous transactions are appearing on her bank statement, but obviously it gets a little bit more explicit, but I'm keeping it friendly for radio.
Yes.
That is very good.
It is good.
That is great. And how's the accountant gone since speaking to
He always gets a little bit nervous, but I think now he knows that it's just a joke and he finds the humour in it.
Oh, brilliant, Sarah.
Love it. Prizes, Sarah.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific pass by Jonas.
Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
Well, he's re-signed for 2023 and he's joining the Rush Hour
with
once
who?
Again.
With us.
Former Port Adelaide ex-captain Tommy Jonas joins us.
What?
Good afternoon, Thomas.
Big signing announcement back in 2020.
Judge, you know two negatives is a positive.
Yeah, exactly.
So former ex-captain means he's still captain. So you actually got that right.
Oh, are you still captain, Tommy?
That's way over my head. I'm pretty sure I am at this stage. So, just put my best foot forward, as always.
Well, our producer, Tom Basso's on Tinder, said to me off air, Tommy Jonas won't be captain. Ollie Wines will be.
No, he
didn't. Which way was he swiping?
Yeah, good point.
Left. Up,
good point.
Up and down.
Welcome, buddy. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be back, boys. It's been well.
Yeah, good to speak to you. Good to get you on too this early. Realistic expectations of Port Adelaide in 2023. Please tell us.
Oh, geez, I haven't even thought about it. just putting one foot in front of the other. But obviously, they have a very strong year. You know, supporters have high expectations and expect premierships and... you know, that's where we'd like to go, but at the same time, we're just going to concentrate and beat Brizzy in round one.
Is it finals or bust?
Oh, I mean, like, we feel like we've got a very talented group. We've got a good body of work behind us, and our group just continues to improve. So we'd like to think we'd be there at the pointy end of the year.
TJ, how do you tell your fans, or how has it been addressed, should I say, about your first five games last season? How are you making sure that that doesn't happen again this season?
Yeah, I suppose there are a few factors that went into the 0-5 start, but I think as an entire season, an entire program, we've made some big adjustments, which has really excited me and the rest of the group. There's been a really big focus on skill development. There's a real purpose, even more so, about why we do every single drill. There's a lot of extra breakdown and education within what we're doing. So it's been a really exciting time, and all the feedback's been incredible from the boys.
Hey, Horn Francis, need to ask you about him. Could be one of the best trades in Port Adelaide history, in my opinion. How's he going, and where will he play?
Well, it's not like the media to build someone up, is it? But look, he's only had 10 days on the track since he had his operation before Christmas, and he's been really exciting. You can see he's just got a bit of mongrel in him, which you love. Yep. And then also the talent and power to go with it. He's really dynamic, and it's going to be exciting to see what he brings to our group both this year, but, you know, far into the future.
And what about Orazio Fantasia, one of my favourites?
New recruit.
But he just never bloody plays. But I'm hearing he's made some good inroads this pre-season.
Yeah, he's flying around. He's been on a bit of a managed program because it's more about making sure he's just right to go. So not every single session, but he's super fit, and we're just a different team when he's out there. The way he's able to use the ball and his vision and execution is really important to us. So it'd be great to see him out there this year.
Tommy Jonas, did you enjoy your break? Because it goes very, very quickly in pre-season. It just all creeps up on you when you're getting a bit of an elder in the side, because you've got 30-plus these days, and the body's still hanging in there. You're hanging in there by a thread or two.
Hang on, by what? By short and curly.
How do you keep motivated, knowing that you've got a thriving business, you've got a lovely young family, and obviously you've got a shack that's underwater?
Wrap it up, Roo.
Great question though, Jars. Somewhere in there.
Thank you, mate.
What was it?
Great long question.
You're not wrong, right? But the shack is a bit wet at the moment, so come up there with the bilge pump when you get a moment, and we'll amp you out.
Yeah,
Or just leave the tap on for a bit longer when you're brushing your teeth, Jars.
Yeah. He empties the pool when he dives in it.
Now you're fat shaming on air.
You're just a good...
You can't do that these days, man.
No, he just makes a big splash. Got a good suey in him.
Well, thanks for asking my question, answering my question.
Thanks for asking my question.
God love you.
All right, seriously, though, I think, you know, for me, it's all about team success and having achieved what I've wanted to in my career, so that's a huge driver for me, but it's also to leave a legacy and help the boys that are coming through be the best footballers and people they can be. And then when my time does come to exit the doors out, and the place is in a better position than when I entered.
Well, keep going, mate, because I think you're going well. And don't give up the captaincy. You're the best captain.
Absolutely.
Only give it up if there's an obvious next man in
line.
And I don't think there is. No, Tommy is, and I love the way he plays. So keep going. Ran into Travis Boak this morning at the coffee shop about 7:15. He looks about 24.
Is he cut up? Is he
cut? He's just keen. He's hungry. Is he human?
Yeah, no wife and kids will do that.
Oh, yeah, actually, I forgot that.
He's truly incredible, though. He knocked a few seconds off his PB again this year, so he's Benjamin Button.
Tommy, thanks for your time, mate. We'll catch up again. See you soon with some product.
Yes, you must be all out. So just waiting for that order to pop up on my screen there, and then I'll bring some in.
Had some Pinot Gris the other night.
Did you? Beautiful. Hey, Diddle.
Hey, Diddle. Yeah. Hey, Diddle. Ooh, beautiful.
Nice. Jars doesn't like paying for it, though, TJ.
Yes. I do, so, Greg.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Even mates
rate you.
Take care,
mate.
Like.
We'll speak again before round one. I'm saying goodbye to Tom Jones.
See you, Tommy.
Take care, mate. All the best. There he is.
Thanks, Tommy.
Beautiful. Beautiful. He will be the captain for 2023.
Of course he will.
And like you said, there's no one else that I can think of.
Nah.
Is there emerging?
No, not
to take
yet.
Over?
Not yet. There's a couple maybe in a few years, but not yet, Jars.
What about a Brownlow medalist?
Greg, no.
What?
No.
Gavin Wanger.
This is the rush hour.
Peter Boll has released a statement off the back of being found or having a positive drug test to EPO.
Strong statement, Greg.
Yes. It is critically important to convey with the strongest conviction that I am innocent and have not taken this substance I am accused of. I ask that everyone in Australia believe me and let the process play out. Went off. He goes on to say basically he's in complete shock. To be clear, I have never in my life purchased, researched, possessed, administered or used synthetic EPO. I've voluntarily turned over his laptop, his iPad, his phone, and I've requested an analysis of his B sample. That'll be in February, so we've got to wait for a little bit of time there. And he's just asked for everyone to have an open mind wait till the process plays out. But he also goes on to say, my career, hopes and dreams are literally hanging in the balance over these next few weeks.
Wow. Strong statement for someone
on the front foot
that has been using him. I feel like he hasn't for some reason. Mm. Do you get that feeling? You don't come out and make that sort of statement if your B sample is going to be positive.
But.
Well, what else could it be in that
he's been? Yes.
They can
consumed,
make a testing mistake. They can.
Burn. But let's just wait till plays out. All right. Let's not. Text messages, Burn, please.
A few texts coming through. Talking captains. Mm-hmm. Who's the captain of the rush hour?
Jars.
Oh, I think we're all captains.
No, you call yourself the CIC.
Yeah, but that's self-appointed.
That's just a question here from... And
I think we've all got good leadership.
I think you, Jars. We're happy with that.
We're happy with you
being...
There
could be some change coming. Yeah.
What? From you?
You're the wisest and the oldest.
There's another one here from another no name. Make sure you leave your name. Glad to have you... back, boys, NG. Yes.
Thank you.
Hopefully get to take you on in the Bonner Cup, Bluey, if you're good enough to make it, that is. What's the Bonner Cup?
That's the one below Simpson Cup, so I don't...
Is this golf?
I'm either Simpson Cup or nothing at all.
You're either top level or not at all. You're like me.
Don't
worry about that
stuff.
Well,
I'll be there, mate. I'll be in the Bonner Cup.
Yeah. What's below
and
the Bonner?
And whoever that is, it's an honest... No name. Yeah. Bring your money if it ever happens.
Yeah, and what's below Bonner? Because
Bonner
Jars will be below whatever's below.
No, there's nothing that low.
No. And another one here just to finish off. Josh from Cherry Guns, and he's actually written
in
this
capitals?
Without capitals and without all those brackets and all those things.
You don't
it's actually
like those.
Easier to read. No, I don't, and I've told him that, and he still does it. So now I'm going to read it out. Right. Bluey, why don't you just crank up the text size on your phone? Use the magnification feature.
I don't like everyone being able to read what you're writing.
But rather than just trust me.
I get that.
Mm.
Yeah. That's as bad as full.
Well, you're going to force me to do
dangerous, etc. I can't even read what he's
You know, Blue, you can get one of those phone screens that is tinted so people can't read it from an angle that exists now.
Righto.
Yeah. Okay. You can only read it face
what
on.
What else do you put on your text message with Catherine? What are you trying
to hide something?
More what she puts on than me.
Next, we'll look back.
I did scroll up to that.
At some of the best bits of Bernie, Bluey and Jars from our first week back.
Real shock.
After this. Triple M's Rush Hour.
Okay, we're about to wrap things up. We've got the highlight tapes, yes?
Yes. This is where we look back on the best bits of the week.
Who will feature in that?
I think there'll be some chili.
You're strong.
I think Burn's going to be
some IT Attenborough. Explanations.
Attenborough. Action. Mm. But it's been a good week.
We haven't had many live reads, so you might not feature much, Jazz.
They normally get him.
Nah, there was something.
We had one.
There was something during the week.
Took him 10 minutes.
Well, let's just have a listen.
After a faultless first week back.
G'day everyone, it's Bernie, Bluey and Jars here from the Rash Hour. Start again.
It's time for the Rash Hour highlight tapes. It was a hot start to the year on this show.
I've got a little challenge for all of us. It's International Hot and Spicy Food Day.
Oh.
So I brought something in for us.
Dying.
It's a red chilli. Yeah. We've cut it up into four bits. G, you're a
you
part of this.
Go.
But luckily the boys, and particularly Jars, handled it easily.
It's only just a bit of chilli.
We haven't seen you since. I don't know where you went. You ran somewhere.
Well, I did have a little bit of an issue. But we're all ticking a boot. We've got...
ticking a boot.
Ticking a boot.
So what did Jars's ticking a boot reaction actually sound like?
Oh! Get some milk in you!
Also this week, Bluey introduced us to the comic stylings of Triple M's own Callum Ferguson.
Ferg, in his interview, just wanted to introduce a little bit of comedy, which, I don't know.
Was it mate, about Alex Hales, was it?
It was a little, Hales. Well, you listen and okay. Just see how you reckon this went down.
Shorty, congratulations, another man of the match. This is becoming a habit, a good one to keep. You had to withstand a hailstorm early. See what I did there? Yeah, it was a hell of a way to start the game.
Matt Short's reaction was...
Well, he just didn't respond.
But it wasn't just the attempted humour that our own Andrew Newton-Jarman took issue with.
He called him Shorty. Not everyone knows who Shorty is.
Yeah.
Good point,
you
Jars.
Know, Ferg, give us the whole name.
It's a great point. You should always use people's full name, right? Ferg?
Ferg, give us the whole name.
The $1,000 Minute also returned this week with a grand already given away. But unfortunately for Sophie from Salisbury Downs, it wasn't to her.
What country has had the most winners in the Tour Down Under?
France.
Before this year, when was the last Tour Down Under race held? In COVID.
France.
What tell-all book sold more copies, Prince Harry's Spare or Andrew Jarman's Jarman Magic?
Jarman's Magic.
Give it that one. Sport has always been the heart of this show, and didn't we deliver some great sporting insights this week? Like our prime time first interview of the year with Strikers coach Jason Gillespie.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Jason Dizzy Gillespie.
Oh, the big douche. Well, we're just trying to get him. He's just dropped out.
Oh, this is great. He's in. First show back as a champion.
But thankfully, the boys were able to seamlessly pad in his absence.
Gregory.
Have you enjoyed the summer, Jarvis?
Well, I have. I've actually enjoyed it. No.
Anyway, surely Dizzy is ready now.
Just quickly, what?
Greg, have we got it?
No. Oh, we can't do anything in this show.
How about now? Dizzy, you there?
Dizzy, we got Dizzy now.
No, he's gone. That was a great start.
Right, well, moving on.
Before we get into this, I just want to say that was a great chat with Dizzy. We know exactly where the Strikers are at, the Redbacks, everything's just right on target.
At least we heard some great analysis on what type of players the Crows should target.
Do we need another small forward?
Do we need another forward?
Well, they say maybe not, because we've got Rankin.
Defender?
Who?
Do we need another defender?
Well, that's a good question. We should talk about this off air.
That'd be a good radio show.
We're a radio.
Okay, let's go to a break so we can talk about all the key topics off air.
All the good stuff.
And unfortunately, that's all the highlights we could find this week, as all the other interesting insights, opinions, and thought-provoking comments happened off. See you next week, family.
Got to wrap the show up. Been a good show today, so thank you to everyone that partake.
Everyone that partake.
Oh, no. That doesn't even make sense.
We need to wrap
this whole thing in the building.
Partake.